When he asked me, I was obviously very excited. And then I instantly thought of Melissa, my partner, that I have with the business that we have in here. And this has kind of been a dream for a long time for the two of us to do something like this. So we are very excited. It's just fun to bring the mall back to life again. And like George's biggest goal, and I guess that we're always going to carry out his wish, is that he wants it to be community involvement and everything to be community driven. And so we can't wait to hold fun events and different things in here that so kids to adults can come and enjoy community events. It's going through this is like reminiscing old times too. So that's been like really exciting. Going forward, I can't wait to see other people make new memories in here and see Valley City somewhat come back to life. We want that to happen. And to be able to come down here and shop and gather because we have lots of other things going on in the mall. It'll grow. I don't have any doubt that it's going to grow. Right now, we have about 30 local vendors between like Pride of Dakota and local Valley City vendors that are going to be in this space, and that's just right now. So putting the word out there, we're hoping that it gets, we want to fill this space up. It's a big space. We need to fill it up. Just to touch on a few of the Pride of Dakota vendors that we have coming in, the Rush River Candle Company out of Fargo, they're amazing. We have some cute throw pillows, Buy 5-2-1 Handmade. We have the various barbecue sauces and rubs off throughout North Dakota that are coming in. We have a popcorn pretzel crackers that's by Grubbert Spuds. For the dog lovers, we have a vendor coming in called Waggy Tails. So they'll have all the cute little dog treats, you know, that are gourmet looking things. As far as local, we have Prairie Castle Farms, Buddy Shears is Doremi Bakery, and then the Salty Heifer Soaps, that's all the Shear family that has that. Peterson Pottery, and we have a honey coming in from Anna Bees. I know we have t-shirts coming in also from, we have two that are potential, so I'm not going to say name on those, but t-shirts will be fun too. Different clothing along with the market. The vendors that are going to be in here, we will have new inventory as well. All that is going to come from different brands from everywhere. Our goal is to not compete with any of the vendors that are in here, just to make it fill in the gaps that aren't being filled right now is where our goal is for that. Once the market is complete, we have our other project going on in the mall, and that's in the old vanity space, and that is going to be a community room. It's also going to be a space that can be rented out for various gatherings, like showers, things like that, and that is called Audrey's. That's a work in progress. Okay. So that will be right on Central. Then we have the windows that are right there, so it'll be a great space to have there.
Again, as you know, this is done because Bruce Hoyt, my superintendent, a partner for years, involved putting it together. And then Steve Chaser, of course, helped because he's been my charge of rental property maintenance and services. And the goal, I think, what Brianne said, is that we really want to use it as a special spot downtown for Valley City and continue to be such. They're going to own the market, this business event here. My goal is for them to actually own the whole building, okay, when I'm no longer around, so they continue to use it for enhancing Valley City as well as their own business here. So that's a long-term goal that we have. And right, Jennifer, we've been at talking about these things for years. So
we've always been missing that the people who would be right in the center to really drive things. Who's the champion and who's going to pick up the ball and run with this? And then when Brianne and Melissa and Kaylee got involved, they're the creative ones. I come in a support position to just give them ideas or names of people and track things down. So I'm kind of that silent partner in the background, which is usually what I do, is just to help facilitate. So it's really exciting for me to see what is happening in the mall and that we've got retail downtown and enhancing other businesses downtown. And it's another reason for people to come in. So we really do want to fill this spot and, you know, the whole mall. George invested a lot of money, first of all, with the exterior, because it was something that needed to be done. And he didn't like how it looked, and it just looking kind of run down and that kind of thing. So, you know, would somebody want to go inside? probably not. It's, you know, curb appeal, right? So once that was done, we still had the challenge of what can go on inside this building. And so there's a lot of potential, and it's exciting that Brianna and Melissa really have the connections to try and bring more retail into this building. They've got all kinds of ideas. So I think the next few months are going to be really exciting to see what else they bring in here. Of course, we're open to any other vendors coming in that might want to locate in here, and that I hope is going to help the whole downtown, the whole all of LA City, honestly, so that we have more retail in town. And I think that's important, really important. So
my goal is for ladies to continue, Kate, to do the building and the event here, to carry on what I feel the community wanted and needs. So that's my goal sitting here to do this. And so I'm excited to think that Brianna already mainly picked up this many people. Mm-hmm. I think it's tremendous at this point that we're going to stop and do something already, okay? Mm-hmm. We're anxious to see what will happen. The goal would be this is functional for the winter show, March 1, give or take.
Give or take a few days. Yeah. It would be ideal, yes. That is our goal. We might put in some long nights, but we'll make it work.
Wait, tell me a little about your business, what you and Melissa do, just that thing you set up here and so forth, maybe.
So Melissa and I, we have a space in the mall that George offered that we could rent out up here. And we moved our Your Story event design and business up here.
3 years ago, we just started a event design and planning business. We mainly do weddings, but we do open houses, business open houses, birthday parties, those kinds of things. Yeah, graduations, you know, all family events. And it just started with our family members getting married 3 years ago, and we just helped each other out, and it's kind of something that we've always wanted to do together. And we started our business, and so we're able to still do that here and work this in with it. So it's super exciting time.
So with that too, though, we both are super excited to be able to decorate the mall for holidays, spring, fall, winter, like even Christmas, have all the decorations up and make it just so welcoming to come in here. Picture opportunities, you know, fun things like that we can do in the mall just to make people want to come in.
Aesthetic.